Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, as always, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the first Syracuse sports podcast giving you, the fans, a voice. So welcome back. It is time to preview the Western Michigan Broncos. Some familiar faces, a lot of familiar players come back to the Dome this time around. And so we are going to talk about all that fun stuff. But of course, first, we got to open up the show about talking about the good folks at MyBookie. You know it, Joe. Don't act like you don't know. Where is this thing at? Hey, you know what? If y'all have ever sat there, you get sick and tired of picking the right winners all the time and not putting any money on it, Joe. How about you? Do you? You ever get sick of doing that?
Not lately.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? So, if you would, or if you are sick of doing that, and you would like to, and you would like to put some money down, I recommend you go over to MyBookie. If you know what betting online is all about, then you know what to expect. If you don't know, go ahead and research it, see if it's right for you. It's not for everybody, but here's the deal: if you do decide to go with MyBookie, they are doubling your first deposit right now. So do the smart thing. If you're going to bet on football this season, bet with MyBookie. Now, if you really stink, you can also change your bet after kickoff. So if by the second half it looks like your bet is going to lose, you can always switch to the other side. No one's doing that, folks. No one other than MyBookie. So you can do that. You can also do this. If you're the kind of guy or gal that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try the parlay. If your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. And no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of year. Join now, as I mentioned, and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use the promo code CHAIR to activate that offer. That's promo code CHAIR, C-H-A-I-R, CHAIR. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Also, here's another thing. It's always hard to introduce this one. I don't never know how to transition here, but...
Yeah.
I mean, Joe, if you want to do the reads, feel free. Crickets.
Proceed.
If you guys, you want to increase your performance, get the extra confidence in bed, listen up. It's BlueChew.com. It's blue like the color. And BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it works. You can take it anytime, day or night, on a full or empty stomach. And since they're chewable, they work twice as fast as the pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is a fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Just takes about 30 seconds online, and you can get, right now, you can get 6 pills for $5. You use the promo code ARMCHAIR for that. That's a special deal to our listeners right now. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free. As I mentioned, 6 pills, $5. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in the pharmacy line, and best of all, no awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than the pharmacy. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to try it for free. 6 pills, $5. And, yeah, don't pay for the pills, pay for the shipping. Blue Chew is better, cheaper, faster, and we want to thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Remember, guys, promises no guaranteed results, and it does not cure disease, okay? Don't be stupid. All right, Joe, so here we go.
Yeah.
The 2-1 Western Michigan Broncos coming to the Dome this Saturday. It's set to kick off at noon, right, if I'm not mistaken. Wins against Georgia State most recently in Monmouth. In a loss to Michigan State, head coach Tim Lester, he's going to come back to the Dome again, where he spent some time as offensive coordinator under Coach Schaefer. He's also the man responsible for Eric Dungy, if we remember right. A couple other guys, too, right?
Yep.
So, and that are still there. So, one thing of note, I think, the biggest thing of note, the personnel change. Dwayne Eskridge was wide receiver last year. He caught 6 passes for 198 yards and 2 touchdowns. His longest of the day his longest of the day was 84 yards. So, let's see. Oh, well, what they're going to do with him is they are going to swap him, put him on the other side of the ball. And they're going to put him at cornerback. Yeah, and he'll probably play both sides. But here's the thing. He has only caught 1 pass so far this year for
20 yards.
Yeah, and for 20 yards.
They haven't needed him in 2 of the games. So.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess they're filling a hole, obviously, in cornerback, and this guy's versatile enough to play both sides of the ball, and he's dangerous. He finished with 8 receptions for 240 yards and 2 touchdowns against us. But if I remember right from reading up on this, he scored 2 touchdowns against us, but only 3 for the season.
Right.
So, and he finished with like 700 and something yards. It was under 800. But and here's another big thing too. The returning 17 starters between offense and defense and special teams. So,
They definitely have a lot of guys returning. They, especially offensive line, I think they're all returning. I think their whole offensive line is filled with like 4- and 5-year guys. John Wasink is a 5th-year senior quarterback. I believe so is their running back, Javonte Bellamy. So, and I think they have 2 upperclassmen tight ends as well. If I can remember, with Eskridge, I feel like you said, maybe it's one of those things where the coaches just see him as maybe a cornerback or a secondary player on defense at the next level, and maybe they need more help on defense than they do offense. So, they also have, I think, a graduate transfer from Rutgers linebacker. I guess their linebackers are pretty experienced as well. So, they got a lot of experience coming back, and they are definitely an explosive team. We saw that in the second half last year.
28 points in 1 quarter, or in the 3rd quarter.
Yeah.
So
they have some guys that are fast, and we're just going to have to protect our house like we thought I would, or like we should, you know, so like we did last year.
Wasink, he's got a QB rating of 182 right now.
Yeah.
Which is,
when you look at their competition too.
I know.
And they lost by 34 in Michigan State. So
I know they put up a lot on Monmouth and Georgia State though. But I mean, you're looking at somewhat comparable.
But I think also a difference is going to be the fact from last year. I think a lot of people are worried about this game, and there's been some places where people flat out just think. I think ESPN flat out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? you need Indeed.
Thinks that, like, matchup predictor thinks that that Western Michigan is going to win straight up. I think the country's seen our struggles, but I mean, looking at who we've played against compared to who they played against, we played at Maryland and Clemson at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a lot tougher schedule than them that they've played so far. So, they got to come to our house. And last year we played them the first game of the season, and we talked about, in length last year and a little bit this year in the offseason and stuff about how it took a couple games for our linebacking crew and our defense to come together last year. And I think that we're in a way better spot now, week four this year, with our defense than we were last year when we played them. So I do think that Western Michigan is going to see a different defense than they saw last year. And really it's just all about the offense. And I think we're all just waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, it's kind of just the growing pains. When is it going to stop? You know, their offense too against the game, but the games they did win. I mean, I know you can say this, that, or the other, but they did really good. They scored points. And I think Wasink, he comes in with 186 or 166 yards and 7 touchdowns, 3 games. And Levante Bellamy comes in with.
You said 166.
What did I say?
Thought you said 100.
Was it? Did I say 100? 866.
Oh, okay. 866.
And 7 TDs. And then Levante Bellamy comes in with 289 yards and 4 touchdowns. So, one of those was 73 yards, though.
Oh yeah, I think that definitely. I mean, their offense is good, and our defense definitely has.
So the matchup is obviously our offense versus their defense, and I don't know.
I think so. Yeah, they have an inexperienced off defensive line that I hopefully we can take advantage of and run. They that's the one thing that I think that they have been ran on this year, and I think that's the one thing that we can take advantage of an attack, and I'd like to see so that we don't put it all on Tommy. And again, a lot of people have to look at like game flow of the last two games. What our offense has been, I mean, you have to look, Clemson's just a completely different beast. Maryland, we were down so fast that, you know, so we, there's things that just wasn't going to work against Clemson just based off talent, and then there was things we just couldn't run and get going based upon the score against Maryland. So hopefully we can get in a situation where it's a normal kind of game type flow and we can actually get the run game going and actually work some things that we haven't been able to do the past couple weeks.
We want a game where we don't have to abandon our original game plan.
Right.
If you had to go and start to make a bunch of adjustments, all of a sudden it's putting us back in a hole. And
right. I mean, then there's lots of little things, you know. I mean, and there's an article today on Syracuse.com where Stephen Bailey, he broke down every single dropback that DeVito had. I mean, he was rushed or he was hurried like over 20 times. Like he had like how much time he had and everything. I think for the whole game, it was something like 2.4 or 2.6 or something seconds he had like a lot like in the pocket, you know, and that's just not going to do it against Clemson, especially when Clemson's got the superior athletes in the secondary that can cover for 2.5 seconds. So, you know, a guy can be open at 2.5 seconds, 3 seconds, but if the quarterback's running for his life and not looking downfield, it doesn't matter. So, again, there's a lot of things we need. We know we need to shore up, and hopefully this week we can take a step toward that. But, again, if we come out flat, then this team could definitely bite us for sure.
Oh, yeah, and it's another one of those deals where you don't want to underestimate someone. I don't think we're in a position to underestimate anybody right now, but...
No. Well, you got to be able to keep the faith, man. And that's why, I mean, I just implore, like, just the fans, just keep the faith. Go to the game. It's a nice, easy, early game.
Yeah, nice, easy, early game on a Saturday. And according to Inside the Loud House, VividSeats.com, says that there are hundreds of tickets priced under $10. Some of them low as $6.
Come on.
Now you've got your service fees and all that stuff, but if you want cheap tickets to the Western Michigan game, go to vividseats.com and see what they got.
Check out the internet, see what they got. I mean, you can get those type of tickets. You know, sometimes you can get, you know, some some block tickets, Groupon, stuff like that. You can get them a lot cheaper like that. So seems like a good game where you'd be able to get some cheap tickets instead of going to the door and buying them. And, you know, good game to maybe bring your kids, cheap tickets, you know, go out and just have a nice little afternoon for it. You know, we need to have the fans in there. And like Tim Lester said, I listened to his pregame interview that he had, and he said something like, you know, just being there and knowing that place, just it's going to be hot and you got to have a hydration plan. And he also said that anything over 20,000 and it can get deafening if the fans are engaged. Yeah. So, you know, and I pray, I mean, I hope it's not something where it's a situation where it goes from a sellout to under 20,000. I pray. So I just hope that people go out there, and if you don't have season tickets or tickets yet, you can definitely get some cheap ones out there, you know?
I don't think it will, but, you know, I'm never surprised by certain things either. I just, the ups and downs of being a Syracuse fan, like, I get it. It's been my whole life, 40 years. I've probably known about Syracuse sports since I was 6 or 8. So 30 something. And the ups and downs of being a Syracuse fan is it's tough. And I'll be honest with you, man. When we lived there, my wife did her undergrad at SU. We got student tickets. We weren't there all the time, you know. And that was the late '90s. That was Donovan McNabb, you know. So I know how it is.
Yeah.
But take it from someone who lives out of town now. I would never, if I ever moved back, I would not take it for granted living in Syracuse and being able to go to those games. I would probably have season tickets to both if I could.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not like trying to stand up on a soapbox either, guys. I'm just saying, you know, this could be a good rebound game and to just show the team that we're there for them. So
yeah.
Anyway,
well, yeah,
right.
That's it. And I mean, another thing to look at too, that I'm hoping can kind of, what I'm hoping we can come out and kind of just punch them in the mouth and come out very, very motivated. We've had an early game so far this year. It was a road game. Western Michigan hasn't played a game earlier than 7 p.m. this whole season so far. So,
well, what do you think that does?
Well, I mean, it's different times. I mean, I don't know if it changes sleep schedule, but it definitely changes team schedule on game day and stuff like that.
Yeah, well,
so,
especially if you're traveling.
Right. So you're talking about traveling. I think it's a time zone change. I mean, it's only an hour, albeit, but still. And sometimes different times of the day are just something that you have to get used to as far as playing. It's just one of those weird things where to some people and players it doesn't matter, and others it does. And we're not going to know the effects of it till it starts. But I hope that's something that we can do is possibly they come out flat because it's early. And again, like some people might think it's a reach, but it does happen. You know, there's a reason why people talk about the West Coast teams in the NFL, and you're talking professionals going over and playing because of the time difference. And I think
the Raiders are notorious for losing going from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Right. And they talk about that all the time and how it's a difficult trip and obviously losing 3 hours and stuff, but also it's the different time that they play. So this team just, they haven't played any time other than 7, not even a 3:30. So you're talking, that's a 7 hour difference and something that they are going to have to, I mean, just adapt to, and who knows how they're going to. So it's just another little nugget to throw in there and look at. I'm just hoping that usually if it is going to affect them, it's going to affect them early. They're going to come out flat, and hopefully we can come out and just get some good scoring drives, maybe keep our defense off the field in the first quarter and get some decent drives and then be able to finish them off.
If we don't have to start out with a 3-and-out, That would be a big plus,
right?
I feel like that's like what we've seen, but
right. And I feel like this is, and we've talked about this before. We do it in basketball and we do it in football sometimes as we go through, and it's a game by game scenario and how it changes, how the situation changes week to week. We might be looking at one of the first must wins. I mean, I'm not saying must win as far as being able to go to a bowl game, but as far as being able to being looked at as actually a respectable opponent.
Yeah, to not be made a laughing stock, it's kind of a must win. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we can take care of business, Western Michigan, take care of business, Holy Cross, take that bye week and be ready for NC State and go to NC State on a Thursday night and punch them in the mouth and win. And now we're winning back faith. We're winning back people in the national audience.
And it's that 4 to 6 week bumper that Coach was talking about, having these guys settle down and really get into a rhythm. So, I mean, this is and huge, it's just, huge it's, for that.
Right. And if they can do it this week and then do it again, and then another week, it'll be a momentum. We'll be 3-2. It'll be going. It'll be a big thing again. Yeah, it'll be a nationally televised game on a Thursday night, and it'll be a different kind of thing. Right. If we lose this week, then it's going to be, oh, we're horrible. Da, 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 da. Then we're going to go to Holy Cross, and then we're going to have to worry about attendance and fan faith and everything else. And we'll beat Holy Cross because they're a D1AA school. And then no matter what we do, everyone's just going to say, oh, well, it was Holy Cross. Let's see next week. And it's just going to be a miserable next month.
Yeah.
If this is what has, so that's why I say it's not a must win based upon, but it's as far as fans and faith and just the, whether it's going to be a pessimistic or optimistic outlook for the next 3 to 4 weeks, as far as a fan and our show and just is talking about it. Yeah. It's a must win.
It's tough to do podcasts sometimes when you're losing a lot.
Oh yeah.
We've done it.
And
the thing is
you could justify everything up till now. Yeah. And then if this happens, then you're talking about a different question, and now you're talking about having to justify everything that happens at Holy Cross, and then a whole bye week of just questioning and what's going to happen. And honestly, like, I don't want all that noise for the next 3 weeks.
I don't either. It's a complete distraction. It's a distraction to the fans. It's a distraction to people showing up. It's a distraction to the team and the players.
Right. So at the end of the day, you know, it's home. This is your house. Like, the culture that they build, we've seen everything with the La Familia and everything, and this is our house. We were 6-0 last year. Clemson, different beast, but that doesn't mean that you can't protect it from the rest. And for the rest of the year, go undefeated at home, and that's the mentality and the culture that they've set there. I mean, you saw them kneeling at the S. I don't know if you saw that at the end, but Babers had everyone come out, and everyone had to be kneeling in the S. There was no one out in the field, and there was a whole thing about...
Did you know what started that? Do you know how I believe this is what I read, how that started. Did you read it? I saw it on
No.
There was only a couple players that stayed out for the fight song to be played at the end of the game. And it was Tommy DeVito. Oh. It was a couple older guys. It was Tommy DeVito and I can't remember, but I know he was out there. It's stuck in my head. Who else was out there?
But everyone else went in, right?
But everybody else went into the locker room, okay? And the band still played. Dino Babers went in the locker room. He grabbed I don't know what was said in there, what happened. But they ended coming back out, and Dino told the band, he said, play it again. And look, they went out to the S, and he said what he said. We'll never know. But it's all about that team building, that family, the family building, and showing, you know, the band stayed and played the song, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about, you know, it sucks. Sucks losing, but you lose together, you sit there and you sway to the fight song, you do what you got to do. He brought him out to that S. He said, "Look, this is our spot. This is our home. This is the deal." I would love to know what he said.
Fly on the wall. Yeah.
You know.
Well, there was no wall, but you know what I mean.
Right. Fly on the dome. speaking of the dome, it's going to be like 82 and it's abnormally warm for, you know, mid to late September coming into.
I don't know. We're notorious for those, you know, pretty hot afternoons in the fall.
Yeah, and
every
I know,
now and again.
I
so,
know. It's like 46% of our audience is like in the Syracuse area, or in New York, I should say. So
yeah.
I'm not telling y'all anything, but, you know, that'll be good. That'll be good for heat up that dome. And the more people that are in there, the warmer it gets too. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, again, it's one of those things where it was just obvious, as we've seen up to this point and everything that was talked about with some of the press conferences and everything I heard, we were hyped up. Whether it was basically last year, media, and this Clemson game was meant to be the stepping stone to go into the next step and actually winning the ACC or going to a better bowl. And I feel like what Kirk Herbstreit said last week on College Game Day, and even during the telecast, about how he thinks that Syracuse was overlooking everything and just looking at that and circling that. And I think that kind of came up in that whole mentality and attitude and everything, and hype bit us for the first 3 weeks. And I think that we just got to just get that funk out and figure out who we are on offense, like what Paul said in one of his articles over there on Inside the Lot House. You know, it just seems like we're trying to still figure out this offense's and this team's identity. You know, he figured out what was good with Dungy and what worked. And that's what we have to figure out with DeVito. And I think it's just taking a little bit longer because of the offensive line taking longer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just a work in progress, and we're just seeing it real time. And it doesn't help that some of the hype that we went through, and I think Coach really tried to tape that down, especially in training camp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And mm-hmm. we just ignored it. right. To some extent.
Right.
So,
and like I said, the last two games, it was a weird situation because it was circumstances where Maryland just got up on us so fast. And then you're playing against a powerhouse that quite possibly has the best chance of winning the national championship again. Like, those are just crazy circumstances. You know what I mean? It's just, we got to get the ball and we got to figure out what works. And if our offensive line isn't going to be able to give Tommy time, then we're going to have to just, you know, nickel and dime him to death, short routes and being able to run the ball and then maybe hopefully hooking up and getting some play action. But throwing it all the time and having to drop back that many times to try to play with the other team, it's just not going to work. So between the offense, the line, and the quarterback and the receivers, and even the play callers on offense, as far as offensive coordinator, they're still all trying to figure out what this offense is and what it can do. And it's kind of crappy that it took this long, but at the end of the day, anything that's happened right now, it's not lost. Season isn't lost. We turn it around and get right back to where we were last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Which brings us to this, Joe. You know what time it is, buddy. It is. Look, you got a rebound.
Game time.
You got a rebound, brother. You got a rebound. So my bookie, of course, you know the deal. My bookie is going to double your first deposit. And all you got to do is use promo code CHAIR to activate that offer. Promo code CHAIR at mybookie.ag. Visit it today. You play, you win, you get paid. So here's the deal. Western Michigan is getting 6. Joe, it's up to, it opened up probably a little bit less than that, I think, but that's a good trend.
Yeah, I don't really know where it opened.
I don't even want to say because I don't know. So I have a guess because I think I heard it, but I'm not sure, so I don't want to bother. So, all right, +6 for Western Michigan, Joe. How do you see it? You're also 1-2 right now. I'm just gonna.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. So is Syracuse, right?
Well, that's very ironic, trend, huh? Yeah.
I'm a homer, and it, you know, it's easy too because.
But you get the points sometimes. You can go off a little bit, you know.
But like you said, I don't bet anyway, so it's easy to pick something when you know you didn't have money on it.
True. Maybe we should make you put money on them from now on.
Oh God! Don't make me put money on it. A lot of times I just pick what I want to see anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, that's true. Exactly.
I mean, this week it doesn't matter how we win. A win is a win. But right. Again, I fully expect them to learn. I mean, you play against Clemson third week. And yes, it's unfortunate because we're not as far along as them, and we have a lot more question marks as they do. But at the end of the day, I think that tape and this practice and being this week of practice and looking at that tape, I think playing them this early is worth it. And I think that we're going to see why on Saturday. And again, I do think that them playing their first noon game or early game is going to be a little bit significant. I mean, it'd be different if they played a 3:30 game once this year or whatever, but I mean, it's 7:00. I mean, the sun's pretty much been going down every time that they play. So,
yeah.
I think between that and between, you know, what we talked about with them first time at home, going back out, playing the song again, going down to the yes, I think there was some words probably in the locker room before, during, and after that is going to resonate with these kids. And based upon the culture and everything, I expect Foley to not come out and slaughter them, but I do believe that we are going to beat them pretty handily.
So Joe picks
teenish.
Joe picks Syracuse to clear the spread. That's good. Yeah. Okay. So
sorry,
I don't like making predictions, and it's not really my forte. I mean, I enjoy doing the.
I mean, what do you think?
Here's where I am. I just don't know what We just talked about it, and it's the exact feel that I have. It's like, I don't know what this team is. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Can we crush them? Maybe. I don't know. Can they beat us? You know what? Maybe. I have no idea.
I'm along the lines of our defense is better than what they saw last year.
Absolutely.
I'm sure their offense is a little bit better as well. But if we come out and we play with the intensity that we did last week, then I think that we will be okay. We don't know if McKinley Williams is coming back or not. It's looking less and less like it's probably not. But again, I think this one of those situations where we need to look at it and say we need McKinley Williams and Sam Heckel for ACC. But we need them. But we need them for ACC play. And this game might be too early to risk further injury. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it comes down to Wasink. You know, I mean, he's a good quarterback, dude. He was a good quarterback last year. He's fifth year now.
I get it.
We tamped down Josh Jackson, too. And Josh Jackson freaking shredded us.
Yeah, I'm not saying one way or another that.
But that's my point, though, is I don't know. I haven't seen, other than Liberty, which I'm going to discount Liberty. I mean, their coach was laid up in a bed, in a hospital bed.
No, yep.
You know, I haven't seen. Like,
I can't imagine he's going to do what Trevor Lawrence did. Trevor Lawrence threw two interceptions. Like they said, we have a different secondary. I think our linebackers right now are way more far along than what our linebackers were last year with the first game of the season. So, and same thing with our defensive line, minus Chris Layton. So,
I think
it's going to be scoring on them, man. It's going to be scoring on them. Yeah. I think our defense is going to, like I said, I think our defense is minus Maryland now, because you really can't say it, but I think our defense is going to keep us in every single game.
Right. Well, that's kind of where my problem lies. But there wasn't a lot of game plan off of there either. So, I mean, I could play devil's advocate both ways.
What do you mean?
For the Maryland game.
Right.
There wasn't a ton of tape.
You didn't really know what they were going to do.
Yeah.
Like, there was no...
not a ton of tape to go over or anything like that.
Right.
They kind of had
barring having tape and having a week of preparation to be able to prepare for what a coach has actually seen from our opponent this season, then I'm fully, fully confident that we are going to be able to put our team in a position to win.
Yeah.
It's all about the growth of the offense. We all know this.
And it's a good... These next two games, these next 3 weeks... is going to be all about the growth of the offense. So, with that said, Joe, that's it. I would like to thank all. We were going to open up the phones. I was thinking about it, but to do predictions, maybe next time. We'll see. Thank you to Blue Chew. Thank you to MyBookie. Thank you to all of you for listening. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.